Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, talking about a year divisible by two in just a moment.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference, January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
It's a year divisible by two. 2018 means congressional elections coming up in November of this year. And according to Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, that means that there's only so much time to get work done before everything on the agenda is overshadowed by the campaign.
We're just about 10 months away from the midterm election, and this midterm election, like all midterm elections, is critical because it will determine who controls Congress and ultimately how that impacts the success of the president moving forward with any sort of legislative priorities that he has left. So it has huge implications on us in the cattle business. If by chance we were to see a change in power, a lot of the advancements that we have seen on things such as tax reform, for example, probably will take a back seat, and we'll have to focus only on a lot of the regulatory reform. So that's why we're taking a very close look at a lot of these races. The races are going to start now. We know that in a lot of cases, we have Republican primaries that are going to have a huge impact on who ultimately has control of both the House and the Senate. And more than likely, most everybody is going to turn their focus towards getting reelected by the time we get to Memorial Day, because then you have the opening of parades and festival season. It's a lot of time for members of Congress and candidates to get out and shake hands. And at that point in time, major pieces of legislation, unfortunately, are no longer the priority. So if we don't have these things like the Farm Bill either passed or have significant progress made by the time we get into the summer, the chances of getting it done by the end of the year or definitely by the time they leave in October to go back for their last push for campaigning, prognosis is pretty dim. So we need to get things done here in the spring while we've got an opportunity to make it happen.
Speaking of the Farm Bill negotiations, Woodall says the clock is ticking.
We know that the current Farm Bill expires on September 30th of this year. We would like to have a new Farm Bill in place by then so everybody can have some certainty on what the rules are going to look like going into the next 5 years. We also know that both the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee and the Senate Agriculture Committee also want to get this bill done. So I think we're going to see a fast push here early in 2018 to have a markup over on the House side to get a new bill passed, and then to really push on the Senate to get theirs done, hopefully by the time we get into the summer. We have to be very careful here because history is not on our side when it comes to getting a farm bill done in time, but with the motivation of the House chairman and the Senate chairman both, we're going to do everything we can to help them be successful in getting this bill done. And that includes protecting the conservation title, protecting the research title, and also establishing a vaccine bank to protect us against foot and mouth disease.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The first sale of the new year for Superior Livestock is Bellringer 31, 10th and 11th of January, live from Denver, Colorado. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 232 and now on DirecTV Channel 603. Also on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 70,000 to sell with 24,000 yearling steers, 10,000 yearling heifers, and 32,000 wean calves. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117 Superior Livestock. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.